And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of August, 2012. It's the anniversary of the great geomagnetic storm of 1989, which particularly affected computers across Canada and which shut down the stock market in Toronto when the primary and backup computer systems at the stock exchange failed one right after the other. A geomagnetic storm caused by an increase in solar flares, which in turn produced a CME, a coronal mass ejection, high levels of solar radiation toward the Earth, which affected microchips and caused computer problems across North America. A similar storm the previous March had taken out the Hydro-Quebec power grid. Now that scientists are aware of the effects of geomagnetic storms, they monitor solar activity and keep an eye out for these events, which usually take about a day and a half to reach our atmosphere, a lead time that allows them to take power grids and satellites offline, protect them from permanent damage. It's the birthday of Charles Bukowski, born Andernach, Germany, 1920. His father, an American soldier, his mother was German. They moved to Los Angeles. The boy grew up there, scrawny kid, frequently attacked by bullies. Published his first book of poetry, 1959, entitled Flower, Fist, and Bestial Whale. Charles Bukowski, who said, "Bad luck for the young poet would be a rich father, an early marriage, an early success, or the ability to do anything well." It was on this day, 1896, gold was discovered in the Yukon Territory in Canada, and the Klondike Gold Rush was on. Three miners found the gold in Rabbit Creek near Dawson. Word spread among the locals. People came in to stake claims. But it took a long time for the news to reach Seattle and San Francisco. It took almost a year. But when it did, 100,000 people set off for the Yukon to try to make their fortunes. A few thousand of them struck it rich, and the rest got nothing. Famous photographs of long lines of prospectors and their pack animals trekking over the snowy mountains, all of them heavy laden because Canada required anyone coming in to bring a year's supply of provisions. It's the birthday of one of Africa's most celebrated poets, the Nigerian poet Christopher Okigbo, born in Nigeria, 1932. Killed in the war for Biafran independence in September 1967. And it's the birthday of the fantasy author Diana Wynne Jones, London, 1934, wrote nearly 40 books, mostly for young readers, best known for her series The Chronicles of Crestomancy. Here's a poem by Charles Bukowski on his birthday entitled War Some of the Time. When you write a poem, it needn't be intense. It can be nice and easy, and you shouldn't necessarily be concerned only with things like anger or love or need. At any moment, the greatest accomplishment might be to simply get up and tap the handle on that leaking toilet. I've done that twice now while typing this, and now the toilet is quiet. To solve simple problems, that's the most satisfying thing. It gives you a chance, and it gives everything else a chance too. We were made to accomplish the easy things and made to live through the things that are hard. A poem by Charles Bukowski, War Some of the Time, from his collection Sifting Through the Madness for the Word, the Line, the Way, published by Echo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.